Hi, this is Ray Stevens, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
In its own way, like a starry summer night or a snow-covered winter's day. And everybody's beautiful in their own way, under God's head. Must not close our minds. We must let our thoughts be free. For every hour passes by, you know the world gets a little bit older. It's time to realize that the beauty lies in the eyes of the beholder. Sing it, children.
Everybody's beautiful.
Everybody's beautiful. Oh, in their own way. And under God's heaven, the world's gonna find a way. We shouldn't care about the length of his hair or the color of his skin. Don't worry about what shows from without, but the love that lives within. We gonna get it all together now. Everything gonna work out fine. Just take a little time. Look on the good side, my friend. Straighten it out in your mind. And everything is beautiful.
Ray Stevens, a legend in his own lifetime. And here he is, Ray Stevens.
Yeah, Roger Miller used to say, a legend in his own mind, or something like that. Yeah.
So, Ray, how you been doing?
Just humming E-flat, as they say in the music business. I'm still doing it, and I'm still having fun. So that's the main thing.
Because you've got a new TV series now, haven't you?
Yeah, a new TV show on RFD TV. It's a cable channel. And it's Saturday night, 7:30. We've produced the first season, and we're still editing the last few shows, and we're going to start production on season two in April.
Great. Do you have all the legends as guests, do you?
So far. We haven't had all of them, but we've had some of them, you know. And so far, it's been great. I can't tell you, it's hard to explain, but it's very gratifying to see the shows after you've done them, and be involved in the editing and putting them together, and to have gotten your point across with a 30-minute show. And with a 30-minute show, you can only have one guest per episode. At least that's the way I look at it. And you get to talk to that guest since you only have one, and you can find out some really neat things about artists that everybody knows that they wouldn't know unless you had gotten it out of them, you know, with an interview. I don't know if I said this, but the main thrust of the show is the music. But aside from that, to make it all glue together, the talk is very important. I love England. I used to go to London quite a bit and do television over there. And some of the funniest guys in the world used to be on television. Morecambe and Wise, you remember them?
Yeah.
And, you know, I had a lot of fun over there.
Yeah, we've lost some of the good ones, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you had some huge pop hits in the UK.
Yeah.
I mean, Misty and so many more, you know, The Streak.
Yeah, well, you know, Everything Is Beautiful was a big hit over there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, of course.
And I had one song that I wrote called Bridget the Midget, the Queen of the Blues.
Yeah.
And we put it out, and they wouldn't play it much here because everybody was starting to get too politically incorrect. I mean, or too politically correct, I should say. But in England...
Oh, we'll play anything.
No problem.
We don't...
And it was a bigger hit in England than it was here.
We'll talk about midgets.
Hi, this is Ray Stevens, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Well, come on down to the go-go, down the strip, if you want to get hip to a brand new trip. They got a new soul singer, she really dynamite, jam up, jelly tight, out of sight, all right.
Ow!
Well, she may be small, just 2 feet tall, but if they give her half a chance, she'll pin you through the wall. She's a little showstopper. Introduced to you, held over 3 weeks and getting rave reviews. Here's Bridget, the Midget, the Queen of the Blues.
I spoke to you. You just brought out a big album of all the best comedy songs over the years.
The Encyclopedia.
Yeah, that was it.
Of recorded comedy music, yes. And we're still selling that. That is a, I think, a very long shelf life, as they say.
Yeah.
And I think it'll continue to sell 10, 20 years from now. But I had a lot of fun making that. It was 108 songs. All the biggest comedy songs that have ever been hits. And it took me 2 years to put it together.
You did a great version of Larry Verne's Mr. Custer.
Yeah, Mr. Custer, I Don't Want to Go, yeah. Uh-huh. And we put a coffee table book with the package, and it talks about, you know, how Larry Verne wrote the song with, the arranger. Used to arrange Glenn Campbell. What was his name? Anyway, I'm drawing a blank, but... The book is very informative. That comes with the encyclopedia, and the encyclopedia consists of 9 CDs, so 108 songs. So I think it's anybody who is a collector of music needs this in their library.
Sure. I mean, there was always great comedy songs. We don't seem to get them now.
Yeah, they're kind of few and far between. Hi, this is Ray Stevens, and you're listening to Lee Williams. Please don't make me go. I had a dream last night about the coming fight. Somebody yelled, "Attack!" And there I stood with an arrow in my back. Please, Mr. Custer, I don't want to go forward. No. Oh, look at them bushes out there. They moving. I bet there's an engine behind every one of them. Hey, Mr. Custer, you mind if I be excused for the rest of the afternoon? No, I didn't think so. Oh, well. Hey, Charlie, duck your head. Ooh, looks like you're a little late on that one, Charlie. Woo. Bet that smarts. Ooh.
They were sure of victory, the men of the 7th Cavalry, as they rode on. Again from the rear a voice was heard, that same young man with the trembling word rang loud and clear.
What am I doing here?
Please, Mr. Custer, I don't want to go. Hey, Mr. Custer, please don't make me go. Let me tell you, there's a redskin waiting out there with plans to take my hand. A coward I've been called, cause I don't wanna wind up dead or bald. Oh, please, Mr. Custer, I don't wanna go forward. Oh. No. Oh, I wonder what the engine word friend is. Let's see now. Friend, Kemosabe. That's it, Kemosabe.
Hey, Kemosabe! Hey out there, Kemosabe!
Ooh, no. That ain't it. Woo. Look at them out there. They're running around like a bunch of wild Indians. What am I laughing about? This is not funny. We're in a tight spot here, boys. I'm telling you. Oh, God. Woo. Oh. Miss me. Ooh.
Is there any new music coming from you?
New music? Oh, heck yeah. I'm in the studio all the time. I've got a...
Well, you got your own studio.
Yeah,
been there.
And we don't rent it out, so, you know, got to do something with it. But I enjoy that. I love to get in there and be creative.
Do you still go on the road at all?
Yeah. Yeah, I just signed with a new agency not long ago, Bob Kincaid. He used to be with Paradigm, and he broke off from them and formed his own small agency. I like to be a big fish in a small pond, so to speak.
Yeah. That's good. Have you been doing these cruises?
No. I got an aversion to being out on the water and not being able to get off the boat. I don't know what that is. Maybe I drowned in a previous life or something. But I just don't want to do that. I mean, I know they have fun, and there are a lot of, you know, food and all, you know, but I just can't do that.
A lot of the guys I've been talking to, like Lee Greenwood and Gene and Mo, they've just come off one yesterday. And the Bellamy brothers.
Yeah, oh yeah. Well, you know, all my band used to get mad at me all the time because I wouldn't take a cruise, but I don't know.
Well, some people don't fly, can't fly, you know.
Well, I can fly, but I just don't want to go way out there where you can't see land, you know.
So how many sort of dates do you do a year?
You know, lately I hadn't been doing that many. I took myself off the road for a couple of years, self-imposed hiatus, and I decided, what am I doing? I kind of missed that, so I called Bob, said, let's book some dates, and he's in the process of doing that now. We've got, you know, maybe a dozen shows booked the rest of the year, but I hope to add to that a lot of shows to that. And Bob says he's in the process of lining some things up. He says the TV show is not hurting, so maybe that'll prompt some.
You look ever so well. I mean, you look really, really fit.
Yeah, well, thanks. Yeah, I never was overweight, so I think that helps a lot.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I'm not speaking it out. This is not television.
No.
I'm sitting here next to skinny Lee Williams here.
Brilliant. So any chance of you coming back across the pond?
I'd love to. I hope so. I want to play not only England, but I'd like to play Ireland too, and Scotland.
Well, Ray, it's been a real pleasure once again talking to you. I know you got to go upstairs and do some more and whatever, and good luck with the TV series, good luck with everything you're doing, and hope we see you over there.
I hope so. Hi, this is Ray Stevens, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Ooh, I bet she's in the yard again. I'll have to call the cops. She follows me everywhere I go. I can't make her stop. I swear sometimes she's been inside my house when I've been gone. She's about to drive me crazy. Hey, let me tell you what's going on. Taylor Swift is stalking me.
She's a little Lolita. She's a hussy. She's a tramp.
She's stalking me.
Makes Elijah look like a Girl Scout. Yeah, she's a
pimp. She's piling in the backyard now, up in that tall pine tree. With a pair of night vision goggles focused right on me. I swear she's everywhere I go. You know, it's plain to see.
I bet she's in the camera shooting pictures in 3D.
Taylor Swift is stalking me. Oh, Lord. I told her I knew you were trouble. After all, you're just 22. She said, you belong to me, and I'm only me when I'm with you. I'm writing songs about you, she said, and she even wrote our song. Then she turned me and said, no one's as cold as you, and I told her I was moving on. And now Taylor Swift is stalking me.
She's a little Lolita, she's a hussy, she's a tramp.
She's stalking me.
Makes Elijah look like a Girl Scout. Yes,
yeah, she's a fan. She's probably in the backyard now, up in that tall pine tree, with a pair of night vision goggles focused right on me. I swear she's everywhere I go, you know it's plain to see.
I bet she's kind of above, up under the rug, you can't see.
She's stalking me. Hey, somebody, help! Whoa! This is really happening. I'm being stalked by a superstar. She said that our love story has put tears on her guitar. Her face is all over my TV screen and on the cover of all my magazines. I see her everywhere I go. You know this has gone too far. Taylor Swift is stalking me.
She's a little Lolita. She's a hussy. She's a tramp.
she's stalking me.
It's the light of the White Girl Scout. Yes, she's a man.
She's probably in the backyard now, in that tall pine tree, with a pair of night vision goggles focused right on me. I swear she's everywhere I go. You know it's plain to see. You know, she's stalking me. I know I'm a hunk. Girl's been chasing me since 1989. I can't have any fun with Heidi. It's a curse. I told her we are never getting together. She's not believing me. She'll jump then follow, text, Twitter, and call. She just keeps on bothering me. I know nobody believes me, but just look up in that pine tree. There she is with them goggles on. I tell you, Taylor Swift is stalking me. What? That's not her. It's a what? A hootie owl. Hey, let me see them binoculars. Hey, oh, well, who'd have thunk it? My bad.